We are back after two back-to-back big slates. We are here with a four-game slate on Thursday, March 2nd. With only four games, ready to just hop into it, break down each game to give you our favorite fantasy plays for the night. You're listening to another episode of the Three and the Key podcast.
One, two.
Welcome back to another episode of the Three in the Key podcast. This is Ethan speaking once again, of course, joined by Chris. Only four games on the slate tonight. How are we feeling?
It's these last couple nights been kind of crazy with all the games. So four games, it's a little light, but I prefer it to be maybe six or seven. But hey, I'll take what I can get. It's better than a two-game Thursday slate.
Yeah, way better than the two-game where you really can't even play too much fantasy for it.
No, so at least they made it interesting. And we were talking before the podcast, I felt like looking at the DraftKings prices and all, they really seem like they brought some of the stars down in price and then raised up some of those mid-tier guys. So it does seem like they made it a little harder to find these guys tonight. So I think it actually makes it interesting.
Yeah, notice how he specified for DraftKings, because FanDuel did not do any of that for tonight's slate.
Well, yeah, I knew you said that. I figured I would just make sure I talked about DraftKings.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, only four games on the slate. Anything to recap from last night? I know we had KD making his debut. Actually looked pretty decent for someone who hasn't played in like a month.
He did look pretty decent, but he just Devin Booker wanted to make it known that it's his team and went out and put up, I think, what, like 61 fantasy points?
Yeah, Devin Booker went off last night.
He did, man. So, no, I don't know. I think Phoenix, if KD stays healthy and Chris Paul stays healthy, they're going to be a tough team to beat now.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty dangerous now that you added KD.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they went to the finals just 2 years ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago? Yeah.
I think it was right after the COVID year.
They've absolutely set themselves up, so we'll see how it goes.
You know who else went off last night?
Who?
Matisse Thybul.
Yeah. Hey, I'm pretty certain we brought him up.
He only got better with Anthony Simons coming back.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I guarantee you next game he puts up seven.
Oh, yeah, he will. You know how he rolls, but yeah, not too much from last night, so four games, I think we can keep this thing rolling.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, of course, before we jump into it, whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you could download today's episode, follow us on the platform, leave a rating if you possibly can. Everything is truly appreciated. And let's jump on into the first game on the slate. We have got the Toronto Raptors facing our Washington Wizards. Raptors are 1.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 223. Injuries, all you got is Monte Morris out for the Wizards. Kristaps Porzingis is back tonight.
Yeah, thank goodness. Although the Washington, that was a fantastic game the other night against Atlanta without him.
Heck yeah, that was a great win.
Yeah, if we can keep Beal doing that, then maybe we can win some games.
Yeah, that was vintage Bradley Beal the other night.
I know, that was beautiful.
This is actually a pretty important game. The Raptors are one game ahead of the Wizards right now in the play-in standings.
Yeah, this should be a fantastic game, honestly.
Yeah, I hope so, but jumping into the Toronto side, anyone striking your interest over there?
Yeah, I mean, luckily, like I said, some of these guys' prices have come down a little bit. I'm actually looking at Gary Trent here. I mean, I know he's been coming off the bench some, but he's still playing upper 20s minutes. I mean, last game against Chicago, 28 minutes, 32 fantasy points. His price has come down $500 to $5,500. So I honestly still don't mind running him out here against this Washington team. One other guy, OG, I still feel like he just finally had a good game against Chicago, 31, and his price came down $100, so $5,700. Don't mind going there either. You can play him shooting guard, small forward. It's definitely nice to see some of these prices starting to come down.
Yeah, definitely. I actually don't mind OG over on FanDuel, $6,600, which is definitely a little more than that DraftKings price, but still playing massive minutes and finally attempted double-digit field goals the last game. So if he can keep that up, don't mind him at all. I also don't mind Fred VanVleet over on FanDuel. He's $8,200. which I feel like isn't a bad price for Fred VanVleet tonight.
Yeah, it's DraftKings. I mean, good Lord, you talk about coming down in price. He was $9,700. He's now $8,400.
That price so, just made no sense in the first place.
It didn't. But, I mean, at least he's he looks better to play now. But I think the main guy here that I'm really looking at is Pascal Siakam. I mean, his price came down $700. He's 9K. I know it's still 9K, but it is only a four-game slate. And like I said, this guy has a massive ceiling if he were to go off here.
Yeah, I don't mind it at all.
Yeah, I mean, he's averaging 1.2 fantasy points per minute this year, so playing huge minutes, especially in games that are close. So, but it looks like this is the first time Toronto and Washington will be playing each other this year.
Is it really?
I think so, yeah.
That's pretty surprising, this late into the season.
Yeah, I mean, I unless I'm wrong, I have not found it where they have played yet this year.
Let me just double-check that real quick. Yeah. Yeah, we play them three times this month.
Yeah. So, no, like I said, this is a game where Siakam could easily go off, and so could VanVleet. Their price is coming down. Definitely makes them, you know, better to play here.
Yeah, Siakam, 9,300 on FanDuel. Don't mind that either.
Anybody else?
On the FanDuel side, no one really. I was looking at Poeltl, but FanDuel, 8,400. That's just too much for me.
Yeah, he was the last guy I was going to talk about. He's 6,200 on DraftKings, so only went up $100.
Yeah,
I mean, if he's going to continue to start, I definitely don't mind playing centers against this Washington team. So,
heck no.
The whole Toronto team is actually looking much better now that their price has come down.
Yeah, not too bad.
I think that's it, though.
All right, jumping to Washington then. I think one of the obvious guys here is DeLon Wright. He is 5K on FanDuel. I know he's only put up 22 and 18 in the last two games that he's played, but look at the two games before that. He put up over 30 in both of those. Has a decent matchup tonight, and 5,000. I just can't pass it up with no Monte Morris.
Yeah, I'm with you there. He's 4,600 on DraftKings, so I'll continue to keep rolling him out. I mean,
it's probably going to be only pretty owned tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you could always, if you're just trying to be contrarian, you could always take some shots at Jordan Goodwin, 3,300. I mean, he has played 18 and 19 minutes over the last two. 18 minutes, he put up over 17 fantasy points in the last game. I mean, he could potentially hit a few shots and get you there. But, yeah, I mean, DeLon Wright, 4,600, I think, is the obvious.
Yeah, Goodwin actually was one that I didn't mind taking some shots on, though. 3,700 on FanDuel.
Yeah, I mean, I've been taking some shots with Kendrick Nunn, but he just has been getting it done, only been playing about 10 to 15 minutes. So
yeah,
Goodwin's
playing more consistent minutes.
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, I'm absolutely going back to Bradley Beal here. His price only went up $400. He's 8K on DraftKings. Like I said, four-game slate. This is Bradley Beal we're talking about. He's been averaging 1.1 fantasy points per minute this year. Playing, he's been playing like 35 to 37 minutes over the last four or five games, so... Playing big minutes, still like that price tag, so got no problem with Beal here.
Yeah, Beal's got a fantastic matchup tonight, but 9,400 over on FanDuel might have to back off him a little bit tonight.
Yeah, they definitely bumped him up for this late.
Yeah, I don't know why they're so high on Bradley Beal over here.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Anyone else, though, interest in you?
I mean, the only other person, and we talked about it before the show, Porzingis came also. He also came down in price $600, down to $8,900. So I don't mind taking some shots there. I mean, he's back fresh after the last two games.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he looked good the other night on the sidelines as he was jumping up and down. So he should be good to go here. So at $8,900, I mean, this guy literally three games ago was $9,900. So
yeah,
I'll definitely take some shots there too.
Yep, 9,100 on FanDuel, so don't mind that either.
Yeah, still not too bad.
You like any Kuzma at 7,700?
I mean, I definitely will take some shots at him. It with Porzingis back, I mean, he's going to lose a little bit of usage and all, but he could just have those games, though, where he goes out and he, you know, knocks down 6 3-pointers.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll have some shares of him.
Yeah, this should end up actually being a slower-paced game. Over the last five games, Toronto and Washington are the 24th and 25th fastest in pace.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a slow game.
Slow game, but I still think it's going to be a good one. And honestly, I mean, yeah, I definitely normally look at pace a lot, but when you're getting these 3-4 game slates, sometimes you got no choice.
Oh yeah. That it then?
But yeah, I think so. I mean, you could always run Denny out there, but he's 5K. He's still kind of priced up to be.
Yeah, now that he's coming off the bench.
Yeah, but nah, I think that's it.
All right. Jumping into the next game on the slate, we got the Philadelphia 76ers facing the Dallas Mavericks. Mavs are 3.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 227.5. I mean, look, that right there is higher than the Toronto-Washington total.
Yeah, I know.
For injuries, crazy. You got Embiid questionable, Dwayne Dedman out, Davis Bertans out for the Mavs.
I'll let you start us here.
Oh, great.
This is another one. These two teams never played this year.
That's crazy.
I know, man. This is actually, I'm enjoying this for the slate that teams never played.
There wasn't a whole lot that I was loving for this game. I honestly don't mind taking some shots on Embiid if he plays tonight. I know he's 11,800 now on FanDuel, but as long as he plays tonight, he didn't play last night. They're on a back-to-back. As long as he plays tonight, I don't mind him being a big pay-up option over there on FanDuel.
Yeah, I mean, he's 10-8 on DraftKings, and I'm just saying with you there, if he plays tonight, I really like him here. I mean, you're gonna definitely have to try to find some value here. I definitely think there's some pieces throughout these games, but
yeah,
Embiid might be one of my favorite spend-ups if he's out there tonight.
Yeah, and I mean, at the end of the day, we're talking about Joel Embiid.
Yeah, and I mean, and that's the whole point. I mean, 10-8, he's come down a couple $100, so definitely don't mind him at that price tag. But a few other guys here I do still like. Tobias had a fantastic night last night. I know it had probably had a lot to do with Embiid being out of the game too, but he came down $200, $5,200 on DraftKings, so I still don't mind taking some shots at him here. And another guy I'm looking at tonight is Tyrese Maxey. His price now is starting to get pretty intriguing. He's $4,900 on DraftKings. And, I mean, the guy is playing consistent good minutes, at least 25 minutes a game, if not more, in some of these closer games. So I got no problem at $4,900. Point guard, shooting guard. I totally will be running him out some tonight.
Did you say he's $4,900?
Yeah.
That's nice. He's 62 on FanDuel.
Yeah, I mean, this year he's averaging 32 minutes a game. And I mean, like I said, he just played 38 against Miami, 27 against Miami before that. I mean, but he's playing good minutes, even coming off the bench.
Yeah, no, for that price over on DraftKings, that's a steal for Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah, so I'll have some shares of him tonight, too. Hopefully, he's just a lower-owned piece that nobody really thinks about.
Yeah, that's the key right there.
Yep. Any Harden love?
Yeah, I was looking at Harden. I know you said he dropped down on DraftKings. He is $10,300 on FanDuel, which isn't an ideal price. But, I mean, if you got $10,300 left over for your point guard spot, then by all means, put him in there.
Yeah, I'm with you there too. He did come down to 9,500, dropped $800. So, yeah, I mean, I got no problem rolling him out there too. And especially if something happens and Embiid does sit again here, I mean, Tobias and James Harden are kind of no brainers.
Yeah, if Embiid sits here, then that changes for a ton of these Philadelphia guys tonight.
Oh yeah, if Embiid does happen to sit, I think Tyrese Maxey might be in every one of my lineups tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Maxey, Tobias, Harden, all those guys get big bumps with no Embiid.
Yeah, I mean, Maxey played 38 minutes and put up 46 fantasy points last night.
Yeah, I mean,
so
that's crazy.
Just keep an eye on that, see what happens.
Yeah, just because there's no Embiid guarantee that he plays tonight.
Right, yeah. But if he does play, I definitely like him.
Yeah. Anything else for Philly?
I think that's it.
All right, jumping to Dallas then. I had about nothing for Dallas.
I really only like some of the cheaper guys. I mean, don't get me wrong. Feel free to roll Luka out. This is Luka we're talking about, and this should be a good game. And he's 11-9 on DraftKings, but I don't need to say too much. It's Luka. Yeah. He could absolutely go off here tonight. But, I mean, I was looking at a few of these cheaper guys. You got Justin Holiday, who's been starting. He's not good, but he is $3,100. I mean, he's had one good game since he joined him. He played 21 minutes against San Antonio, put up 24 fantasy points. So, I mean, I guess he could get there, but he's dirt cheap. But I also don't mind maybe taking some shots at Josh Green. I mean, Josh Green, he came off the bench last game, but he still played more minutes than Holiday and put up almost 19 fantasy points. He's $3,800. And then the last guy I'll talk about is Maxey Kleber. This guy just came back and played 24 minutes at $3,300 on DraftKings. You can play him power forward, center spot. I got no problem rolling him out here again tonight because they already obviously have no issue just throwing him right back in the mix. So $3,300, I'll take some shots there too.
Well, I'm pretty sure in that second half they ended up starting him.
Yeah, they actually, I think you're right. I think they took I was looking on the popcorn machine. Yes. Yeah. So, yeah.
I have no problem with Powell
at this point. So,
oh, yeah. Kleba's definitely the guy that they like.
Yeah.
He is 4,500 on FanDuel, which is definitely pricier. But,
yeah. Yeah. That $3,300, though, just looks nice over here on DraftKings.
Yeah. That's really good.
But, I mean, other than that, I will say Christian Wood's price has definitely come down. He's 6K. I mean, he was 7,700 five games ago. So his price is down. His minutes are down too, but he is one of those guys, man. If he does come out here and get 23, 24 minutes, I mean, he's an amazing fantasy producer. So,
yeah, I was looking at him too. 6,200 on FanDuel, but now that you even got Kleba back in the mix, I just don't know.
Oh, he's definitely a. I think he's a major contrarian play, but if he does just, if he were to get those minutes, I mean,
I mean, definitely, you know what Christian Wood's capable of.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I did look at his last game and he came out in that second, halfway through the second. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was the third quarter. He picked up a foul late in the third quarter. And then immediately at the start of the fourth quarter, he picked up two more fouls and he was taken out of the game.
Well,
and that's when Kleba closed the game after that. But, I mean, had Wood not gotten into foul trouble, maybe he played another couple minutes. So, I don't know, just something to think about.
Yeah, definitely. As far as Dallas goes, not too much else. I mean, you could maybe look at Tim Hardaway Jr. here at 5,400. He's gotten over 20 in the last three, which isn't incredible. But besides the last game, he was attempting 13 and 12 field goals in the last two games. So, maybe you can take some shots on Tim Hardaway Jr.
Yeah, I mean, other than that, though, the only other guy is Kyrie.
Yeah,
just like I said, if I land on him at 9,400, I'm okay with it. But
yeah,
he has played Philadelphia this year. Granted, not with Dallas, but in two games this year against him, he's averaged 43.3 fantasy points against him.
Dang, that's nice.
So it's not too bad.
Yeah, I was looking at Kyrie, but he hasn't really had like a big game with Luka yet.
No, yeah, I know. That's the thing. So Luka can easily sit here and still put up 80, but
wasn't one of those games. Actually, that might have been with Brooklyn. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think he's played them with Dallas.
Yeah. All right. That it for this game then?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Jumping into the next game on the slate, we have got the Indiana Pacers facing the San Antonio Spurs. Pacers are 5-point favorites with an over and a total of 238. That's a way better total right there. Injuries, you got Tyrese Haliburton, questionable. Devin Vassell, probable. Malachi Branham, Keldon Johnson, Trey Jones, questionable. Kim Birch, Romeo Langford, Isaiah Roby out for the Spurs.
I mean, this is Indiana's definitely going to come down to Haliburton.
Yeah.
If Haliburton plays at 9,200 on DraftKings, I absolutely would roll. Got no problem rolling him out there, but I did see he was limited in practice yesterday, so I don't know if he'll play. But if he doesn't play, to me, it's just fire up TJ McConnell and enjoy the ride.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, where is TJ McConnell?
He's 3,600 on DraftKings.
3,600, 4,700 on FanDuel, which, I mean, if there's no Haliburton, absolutely we'll pay that for TJ McConnell.
I mean, TJ at $3,600 can just be like a cheap play you throw in your lineup just to fit somebody in, because he can still go out here and give you 20, 25 fantasy points any given night. But $3,600, if Haliburton's out, that's just, he'll be so owned.
I was going to say, if Haliburton sits, that is your most owned player for the night right there.
Oh, yeah. I played TJ McConnell in one of those situations earlier this year, and I think he was like 76% owned or something one night. So,
yeah, I mean,
I'm sure. I do think, though, if Haliburton does sit, you could also maybe go down here and look at George Hill. I mean, he's min price 3K, and he definitely gets the minutes also when Haliburton sits, and he's not a bad fantasy producer when he gets the minutes, so just somebody else, too.
If Haliburton does play, though, definitely we'll look to Haliburton, too.
Yeah. I'm with you, too. I mean, $9,200 on DraftKings, but, I mean, you see what this guy can do. He just put up over 50 almost 53 fantasy points against Dallas in 35 minutes in the last game. So,
well, and even earlier this season, he put up 50 against San Antonio in 27 minutes.
Yeah.
In a 134-137 game.
Yep. But as for the rest of this team, Buddy Hield, I think, is just a little too cheap as is, $5,600 on DraftKings. If something happens and Halliburton sits, he just looks amazing too with that price tag. Miles Turner, $7,400. I absolutely think you could look there tonight. This is a great, fantastic matchup here going up against a San Antonio front court. So don't mind looking there. And I know we were talking about it before the podcast, but this is a guy who I love playing, Jalen Smith. And he's finally getting some minutes again. He's played 20 minutes and 16 minutes in the last two games. He's $3,300 on DraftKings. You can play him at power forward or center. And, I mean, this guy averages 1.1 fantasy points per minute when he gets on the court. So he's scored at least 25 or more fantasy points in the last two. So at $3,300, if he's getting some minutes, man, I will absolutely throw him in there.
Yeah, $3,900 on FanDuel. So have no problem going to Jalen Smith tonight.
No, I still don't mind that at all.
Yeah, and
did you want to hit on Nwora?
Yeah, I was looking at him, but what is he on DraftKings? You got him at 3,400. He's at 4,800 on FanDuel.
Oh, yeah. Jordan Nwora on DraftKings, so 3,400. He's another guy here. He's been getting the minutes since he's gotten over here. I mean, 18, 21, just played 29 against Dallas. So another guy, $3,400. I mean, here's your cheap plays right here if you want to play some of these Lucas and Embiid tonight, but I mean, I got no problem running these guys out here if they're getting these kind of minutes.
Yeah, definitely got some more value over on DraftKings, but don't mind them.
Yeah, definitely.
As far as Indiana goes, though, you hit on most of the guys. Buddy Hield, Miles Turner, like the point guard spot, whoever it is tonight, and Jalen Smith. Yeah, the power forward spot. That's about it for me, then.
Yeah, I think so. Me too.
All right, jumping to the Spurs, who have a ton of very key questionables for tonight.
Yeah, I'll let you start this one.
Yeah, I mean, you got Devin Vassell.
I don't even
Vassell.
Know where you go.
Devin Vassell is probable, so it looks like he is going to be back tonight. You got Trey Jones, Keldon Johnson, Malachi Branham, all questionable themselves. Don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to go straight to this point guard spot. If Trey Jones plays, absolutely love him at $5,900 on FanDuel. If he does end up sitting out tonight, you can always go back to Devontae Graham at $5,100. If Trey Jones sits and Malachi Branham plays, you can look at Branham. It's almost too many possibilities.
I agree. This is just one of the teams I just don't really know how you talk about. I mean, I'm with you though. Trey Jones is $5,100 on DraftKings. If he plays and starts, absolutely. I love that price. And if he doesn't, I'll go back to Devontae Graham at $4,400 on DraftKings. So, yeah. But yeah, with Vassell back in the mix, I mean, I know I can't imagine they run him out there for too long here. I mean, San Antonio is not playing for anything, and I can't imagine Pop's just going to, hey, go out there and play 30 minutes. So, but it will muddy the waters for these other guys. So I don't really know what to look at after this. I mean, the only other guy I am looking at just for a cheap punt play at center is Charles Bassey. I've been playing him crossing my fingers, and three out of the last four, he's put up at least 26 or more fantasy points. So at $3,800, I'll continue just punt playing him and hope he keeps doing that, man.
Yeah. He is, where's he? $4,800 on FanDuel, which, of course, definitely pricier, but still don't even mind it, honestly.
No, I mean, Zach Collins, the one good thing, I mean, he's a good play. He's a good player, but he does tend to pick up some fouls.
Yeah.
So you got Turner on the other side, a big center. Maybe Collins gets into foul trouble and Bassey can get out there and get some extra minutes.
Yeah, definitely. I don't mind running him out there.
But yeah, other than that, man, San Antonio's just it's a tough team to talk about right now until you see that starting lineup.
Yeah, just got to keep an eye on all these injuries because this is one of my favorite games, but it's also one of the hardest to talk about tonight.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm definitely going to have some pieces of the San Antonio team, but it just is going to have to wait. And
yeah,
I mean, the problem is I just don't know if we'll have the starting lineup before the game. You know, the game start. This is an 8:30 game. The slate starts at 7. So
yeah, that sucks.
You might have to just take some guesses and cross your fingers.
Yep, it's all a gamble.
Yep.
That is it for this game then, which means we get into the late night game. We have got the LA Clippers facing the Golden State Warriors. Clippers are 3.5-point favorites with an over under total of 231. Injuries you got, where are they? Jordan Poole, probable. Steph Curry, Andre Iguodala, Gary Payton II, Andrew Wiggins still out for the Warriors.
All right, I'll start us here on LAC. I am going to continue playing Russell Westbrook. He is 7K. He even dropped $100. And, I mean, over the last three games with LAC, he's put up at least 39 or more fantasy points in the last three games. So I'll continue. If he's going to keep playing like this, I mean, I'm going to keep rolling him out here. Plus, this is a fantastic matchup you got going against Golden State. So at 7K, I will absolutely have some Westbrook tonight.
Yeah, 7,900 on FanDuel, which isn't ideal for Westbrook, but we'll definitely have some shares of him tonight.
Yeah, that's definitely a little more harder to swallow. But
yeah. there was not a whole lot for LAC on FanDuel I was liking. I don't mind looking at Paul George if I am to pick between Kawhi and Paul George. I mean, Kawhi is 10K on FanDuel. Paul George is 9K. If I'm going with either of them, I'm probably looking at Paul George tonight.
Yeah, I'm with you there, but I mean, it's different on DraftKings. Kawhi's 93, Paul George is 85. So I do like Paul George here tonight, especially at that price tag. But I mean, it's Paul George and Kawhi. You could rotate them. You can play them both. I mean, like I said, the matchup's fantastic here tonight going against this Golden State team. But a couple just cheaper guys. Norm Powell, I mean, his price is down to $4,900. Another guy playing good minutes coming off the bench. I mean, these guys like Maxey and Powell, these are some fantastic prices, I think, for them tonight. So don't mind running him out there. And then I hate to even say it, but Marcus Morris is legitimately just keeps going down in price. He's $3,600.
He's terrible.
He does nothing, but he has a great matchup tonight. But I just don't know. I mean, 21 minutes in the last game. What's crazy is I played him in the last game. In the first quarter, he was on fire on DraftKings with 8 fantasy points. He finished with 8.75. I was sitting here going, oh, man, I'm going to get one of those nights, those Marcus Morris nights. But, I mean, you just don't – the problem is you don't know. I mean, two games before that against Denver, he played 33 minutes. You just – it's – I don't know. I'll take a few shots.
He's in a very cold streak right now.
He is on a very cold streak. But, I mean – come on, he's played much better than this in the past. I'm sure I'll keep playing him and just pray that cold streak comes to an end.
Yeah, I almost think I like looking at Batum here for cheaper.
Yeah, I was looking at the same thing. I mean, I definitely like Batum a little better when you didn't have Zubac because he was playing some backup center. But no, I'm with you. I mean, Batum in 21 minutes against Denver, he put up 24 fantasy points, so he's got a little ceiling too. So I'm with you if you want to just kind of rotate either one or just say screw it and don't play any of them.
Yeah, it's all a crapshoot with these LAC power forwards.
Oh yeah, it is.
Anyone else for LAC?
Nah, I think that was probably it.
All right. Jumping into it with the Warriors, then I'll kickstart us on this one. I think my favorite play here is Jordan Poole, 7,600 on FanDuel.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, going up against Russell Westbrook. Not the greatest defensively, especially fantasy-wise. So at that price, I'm loving Jordan Poole tonight.
No, me and you have always targeted Russell Westbrook, and that's the thing. I don't think people realize it yet that he's still the starting point guard for LAC. So I'm going to attack it again. I mean, Jordan Poole's 8,200 on DraftKings, and I still don't mind that price at all. Averaging 1.1 fantasy points per minute this year. So, no, I don't mind going there at all.
Yep. Love Jordan Poole tonight. And then another guy, just for some value here, who I don't mind going to again, is Jonathan Kuminga at 4,500 on FanDuel, still playing good minutes. He's played 25, 27, 24, 24 in his last four games. He's put up over 20 in four of his last five games, so playing good minutes. I'm going to keep rolling him out, 4,500.
Yeah, and maybe if you get Kuminga getting some backup center minutes, he'll be playing against Mason Plumlee. That makes it even
more. Which would be beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I'm with you too. I do like taking some shots at Kuminga. Like I said, this is a four-game slate. You got to take some shots somewhere. But $4,300 on DraftKings, so really do like that price. And Klay Thompson, another guy here. Don't mind taking some shots just for the point. This guy is shooting the ball like crazy. And his price came down $300. He's 7,800, averaging a fantasy point per minute this year, playing big minutes, especially in these closer games. So another guy I don't mind rolling out. And then the last guy is Draymond Green.
Yep.
$6,300 on DraftKings. Another fantastic matchup going against that power forward spot, especially over here on LAC. But $6,300, that's a great price. He came down $500. You can play him at power forward or center. So another one here, just a good matchup here for Draymond.
Yeah, $7,400 on FanDuel, so a little price here, but that matchup is just so good tonight.
Yep. Yeah, it's one we've been exploiting all year, and it seems to work, so hopefully it'll keep rolling.
Yeah, but that's really it for me.
Yeah, that's it for me. I mean, there's definitely some cheap plays on here. If something happens and Halliburton does sit tonight, I pretty much know where everybody's probably going. They're going to go to some of the value plays on Indiana. So, but you should be able to get up and get some of these higher priced guys tonight.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yep.
That, though, is going to do it for all four games on the slate today. We've got no injury updates as of right now. Hopefully we can get some early news on that San Antonio team, but.
Yeah. Other than that, I think keep an eye on Halliburton, Embiid, and then the San Antonio news. I think that's your main focus.
Yeah, those are your big ones for tonight.
But yeah, that's it. Have a good night. Hope everybody wins some money. Good luck.
Yep. Good luck to everyone. Of course, whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you can download today's episode, follow us on the platform, leave a rating if you possibly can. Anything and everything, of course, truly appreciated. Come check us out on Twitter at 3NKeyPod. That's the number 3NKeyPod. Got some key injuries tonight. I will keep everyone posted with the injury reports. And that is it for today's episode. So we thank you all so much for listening to another episode of the 3NKey podcast.